We've been down here almost a year now, and except for a 6-month stay by our daughter, we've had no visitors. Until now. My brother-in-law and his lady called us about a month ago and said they'd like to spend some time with us. Great. No, really great. Some people have in-law problems. I'm not one of them. I've got some pretty cool people in the family I married into, and I love them dearly, so I was just as excited as my wife when her brother said they'd like to visit. So we chatted a couple of times about when they were planning to come and what they might like to do when they got here. It all centered around beach time and fishing. You see, they are the epitome of the outdoors couple. They like to hunt, fish, and take in nature, so much so that a couple of years ago they went on a safari to Africa. So we talked about fishing, a lot. We discussed what kind of fish are biting this time of year, the kind of bait and rigs you use here, the weather, the whole nine yards, until a couple of weeks ago. He called one night and was talking to my wife when suddenly her voice jumped about 3 octaves. Seriously, all the dogs in the neighborhood started howling when she shrieked, "Really? That's wonderful. I'll take care of everything." Yep. He informed my wife that they had a change of plans. They would still arrive on Monday, but on Tuesday he would surprise his lady with a proposal and would want to get married the next afternoon on the beach. Oh yeah, the fishing trip was still on. In fact, as you listen to this right now, we'll be out on the Sea of Cortez chasing tuna. And that will be a good break for my wife, who has spent the better part of a couple of weeks playing wedding planner. There were flowers to order, a cake, a special arrangement for the romantic proposal dinner at a nice local restaurant, a selection of places for a wedding dinner, clothing options, choosing the wedding officiant, and, of course, selecting the right beach. Now, because of the difficulty we were having with our telephone line, a lot of this had to go through emails and calls placed by our daughter in the States, who would relay our messages to her uncle, then get back to us. Because it was all a secret, we couldn't risk a direct mail being intercepted. Because my new sister-in-law is such an incredible woman, it has been difficult for the few of us in the family who are in on the secret not to spill the beans, especially when she called my wife Sunday for a last-minute conversation about the trip. "Plans?" I heard my wife say. "Well, you know, we've got that fishing trip planned. You wanted to go snorkeling too, right?" "Yeah, well, shopping. And we want to take you into town." "This is Mexico. You know, you never know what might pop up," I heard her say. Famous last words, if ever I heard them. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.
And you can listen to Ed Casilia's essay on our website at upr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Utah Public Radio, your favorite public radio station.